Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to everyone. Today, you are now listening to the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and each week we bring on various guests to help you, as an Avon representative, take your business to the next level. People who have been on our show in the past are Avon representatives like yourself, spiritual leaders, business coach, life coaches. Whether you have been Avon representative a day or 50 years, this show has been designed to help you take your Avon business to the next level. So whenever time you come on and log on to the show, always have a pen and paper by your computer when you log on, so this way you can take notes. Just to remind you that you can always go back and re-listen to any show that has been broadcast, because we have them in the archive. Just follow the link that was sent to you. In addition to that, if you have not done so already, please join us on Facebook, like our page. And what I started doing on the Facebook page, on the Avon Motivational Radio Show Facebook page, I have been including the broadcast. So if you've missed it, you can also just click on that link there as well. So happy Monday to each and every one of you, and I hope that you have submitted your Avon order. This is your Avon order taking week. So today we're going to discuss promoting your Avon business on Facebook. Many of us as Avon representatives, you know, some of us are very traditional, and, you know, we give out our brochures to our family, friends, and coworkers, whether we are passing them out at the job or whether or not we're going in communities and placing our brochures on doors or people's gates. But many of us are missing the opportunity to promote our business online. And the reason why I say you're missing the opportunity, because there's so many people that you can touch this through social media, not only people who live within your 10-mile radius of your home, but you can actually meet, greet, and establish a business relationship with people all across the United States just through. I decided to do this this show today is because I am friends with many Avon representatives, whether they are in my downline, within my team, my group, 209-61, or, you know, people throughout the United States I have friended. And I've noticed that very, very few Avon representatives are actually using Facebook to promote their business. And for those who have been doing that, you know, I take my hat off to you. Congratulations to you and much success. So first of all, what do we need to do start promoting our Avon business on Facebook? Well, the first thing you need to do, if you haven't done so already, I strongly would suggest, is to set up a personal page. So a personal page would be a page where, you know, you have your photo on, or whatever photo you want to represent you, and a little bit of information about yourself, and then that will start the ball rolling. Now, you don't have to have a personal page to have a Facebook page for your business, but I personally like to do that. And then once you've done that, then you have to decide upon what kind of name you would like to have for your Facebook page. And so with that, you have to determine something that is searchable. Now, when you go into youravon.com and you read the rules of what we can and cannot do, one of the things we're not really supposed to do, but a lot of people do it, is, you know, Avon really is not supposed to be in the name of your, like, your website or your email, blah, 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 and many people do it. So, you know, God bless. But you may want to create a name, like, for example, I know Lisa Wilbert, she calls herself the lipstick lady. You want to have come up with a name that if somebody puts that name in the search, you will pop up. So, for example, I can say Lipstick Lady or Makeup Forever. I'm just throwing out some names like that. I have seen people, Avon Dale and, you know, Avon Shopping Lady or whatever. I've seen those as well. Again, you know, when you go back and look at your Avon.com, you're really not supposed to use Avon name. But, you know, you do as you feel is best for you and your business. But, again, whatever name you decide to use for your Avon business, it should be something that if someone puts in a search, you will pop up in the search. And I'm going to talk about how we work getting our names up in the search. So once you have decided, you know, what kind of name you're going to have, the next thing you need to decide, and I know some people get very confused with that, is whether or not to have an Avon page or to have a group. And generally groups are for really large numbers of people, like a church group or, you know, maybe a soccer team. Your pages are generally more like for your small business. So I would suggest to have a Facebook page. If you already have a group and you want to have a Facebook page, the one thing you can do, because this is what I had done when I first started, I had two different pages on Facebook. I think I had a group, and I think I had a page. And so you can go into your settings, and you can have everything made into one. I think it takes about 7 days. But you don't lose the friends from one to the other. You know, Facebook will look at it, approve it, and then blend the two, and then you only have one, whatever you decide to have, whether it's a group or a page. So this talk about, I'm going to talk in general. So the reason why you want to have a page or a group is, of course, you want to promote your business, and you want to make your Facebook page something that people can relate to. So with that in mind, one of the things you should include in your on your Facebook page is always photo. On my personal page, I have a photo of myself. On my Facebook page for my Avon business, I have Avon products, and I have on my Facebook page. And sometimes I think I have the Avon logo. I switch every now and then. You could have what is called a banner page, and that's the picture that goes across the entire Facebook page. And then you can have like a profile picture, and that's that little small picture that sits in that corner. So now, where do you get these pictures? So what I normally do, I go on to Google, and I love Google. That's my search engine of choice. So I go to Google, and I generally search what I'm looking for. So say, for example, if I went to Avon logo, so I would search Avon logo, or if I want lipsticks, I'll say Avon lipsticks, or whatever it is I want to search. And with that, once you do the search, you have to look right underneath the search, and you will find that there are several categories, and sometimes you may have to move things around to find the different category that you're looking for. And those categories are generally and I'm talking about Google, it says web. Right underneath the search, when you put the name Avon, it will have web, news, shopping, and then image or video and more. Sometimes images come right after the web. So, you know, there's no rhyme or reason how the order comes up. But what you want to click on is images. And once you click on the image for the Avon, it would take you to photos. I mean, tons and tons of photos for you to choose from. And so once you're on that page, what I would do from that is I would shrink down my my screen, and I would create a folder on my computer. And the way you do that, you right click your mouse, and then one of the choices that you're given when the side thing comes across, you can select new folder, and then you can name your new folder. And so then once you've done that, and you go back, open your screen again, and then you see all the different names or pictures or whatever for and logos for Avon. You know, select the one you like, and once you see something that you like, you right click that photo with your mouse. You get a right click, and then the little box will appear, and then you have options. What you want to do is choose the option that says save image as. That's what you want to save image as, and then you just save that into that. The save box will come up, very similar when you're saving a Word document. And then what you would do, you can rename it. You have the option to rename that particular file. You can a photo, I should say. And then right after you rename that that photo, right underneath there is another drop down box. What you want to do is find the folder that you would save onto your computer and save that information in there. And the reason why I said open the folder is because a lot of times I know for myself, I find one photo and then I say, oh no, and then I find another folder I like better, another photo that I like better. So I just keep saving things until I find the photo that I want to use. So once you've done that, you go onto your Facebook page, and then there's a on the top right hand side next to the word help, you see a setting So what you can do once you find your photo, you can there's a camera on the top right hand side of that box where your banner can go. And you click on that, and it'll give you an option how to bring up your photo into that particular banner. So you could do that. And then the same thing for the profile folder. You can click on that. There's a camera there as well, and you can click on that and upload your photo in that spot. Now, let me just say this. When you choose a photo for whether it's the banner or for your profile folder, the one thing you want to do is to make sure that it's size appropriate. So if you see a picture that you Googled and the picture looks, you know, it looks really big, you wouldn't take that huge picture and put it in that profile spot. Make sure that the picture you select is size appropriate for the spot in which you want to put it in. Now, I've noticed that a lot of times when you're trying to do the banner photos, a lot of times the banner, although it may look like it's the size that will fit appropriately in your banner, you may have to do a copy a lot of them because a lot of them may not fit in that space. And it will tell you what size that you need to do. So that's one. So that's what you want to do in terms of your photo. The next thing you want to do, you want to click on top of the Facebook page. You want to hit the settings button, and in the settings button, you just answer all the questions that are appropriate to your business. One of the things you want to definitely do in the photo section in the settings is you want to make sure that you put how people can contact you, and if you have you should by now have an Avon email address of some sort, how people are going to contact you. You want to make sure that is always put in that space. And in addition to that, you want to include your Avon website. So this way people can go onto your Facebook page and see whether or not you have a website, and they can click on that, and that will take them to the website. So you definitely want to put your website in that setting. And then, of course, you want to write a little bit about yourself and your Avon business. Tell a little bit about, you know, about the company. Although we have been in business for 130 years, you can't assume that everybody knows everything about Avon. So, you know, tell a little bit about the Avon company and then a little bit about yourself. This gives, you know, this makes your site more, you know, more real, more they know you, they can make a connection. The next thing you want to do is once you have your site developed, I'm a strong believer that, you know, that we should not always look and appear like we're always begging people to purchase or to buy. People, I feel, will connect with you more if you are sharing some helpful information. So, you know, what you can do again, you can go and you can search Avon, and just say Avon, you know, say you want to search Avon Skin Soul Store. So you search Avon Skin Soul Store in your Google search, and then where you see web, then you go down and there's a website, and I'm trying to see where I can. There's a website that comes up that tells you a lot about what, There's a website, if you search through the search, there's a website that gives you a blurb on Avon's products. So just a small, just a short blurb. You don't have to know a lot. Just a short blurb. And you can cut and paste that information, and you can insert that into your post. And so I would do a post on something, and then every time you post something that you're a helpful tip to your clients, once you post that whatever it is that you're posting, at the bottom of the post, always include your website. And the reason why you want to do that, because one, you want to keep you, and the more you put your website out there, the more opportunities that your Facebook page or your web page is going to come up in the search. And that is crucial because there's tons and tons of Avon representatives out there, and you want your Avon information to come up high in the search. So always, no matter what you post on your Avon page, always end with your always end with your Avon website. And then, of course, you know, you can always post new items that's coming out, and even old items. If it's the summertime, in the spring, you can always talk about the Skin Soul Soft and or the Bug Guard. You know, get the Bug Guard for the summer. If it's winter, you may want to talk about the moisture therapy. And then again, you can include a picture. And the way, again, how you do that is by going, again, to your Google search. Again, that's my search engine of choice. And put in Avon Skin Soul Soft or Google Avon Moisture Therapy, whatever it is the product that you're looking for. And then once you Google that, then go again, click the image, download that image onto your computer, and then you can upload that image onto your Facebook page. And then, you know, then write a little blurb or say it's on sale, whatever it is that you want to do. You want to give information, you want to promote sales. But the other thing you want to do, and I see that a lot of people don't do this, and this is one of the things I've learned from one of my mentors, is that Eric Lofton, one of the things I've learned is that you should engage your audience that's coming to your page. And what do I mean by that? Well, what when I say engage, you know, ask a silly question. You know, people love to respond to questions. You'd be amazed. So you may want to say something like, you know, do you think men prefer lipsticks or lip gloss when kissing a woman? You know, and you'll be surprised how many people say, oh, lipstick, or somebody will say lip gloss or whatever. Or you may want to say, you know, what is your favorite color? What is your favorite blush color? Or what is your favorite lipstick color? You know, what do you think about smoky eyes? And, you know, people will respond to that. So you want to throw that in every now and then so that, you know, this to create interest, and so it doesn't look like you're always selling people. So again, you want to make sure you provide people with information. You want to make sure that you're not always selling people. You want to engage your audience, and then of course you do want to sell. The other thing you want to do once you have determined that you're going to have, oh my goodness, the time is going back. Once you determine that you're going to have a Facebook page or Facebook group, go on your, if you already have a personal page and you have followers, ask people to like you on Facebook. Tell you, you know, I just started or created a new Facebook page. Please like my page and send them the link, which you can, once you go on your page, on the top, you can copy and paste that link, and you can put that into your posting. So that people will, and you'd be surprised, people will post. And you may want to say, you know, I got 25 names, I'm trying to get 50, please like my page. And you'd be surprised, people will do that. You may want to have offers just to people on Facebook. You know, you want to drive people to your website. You want to drive people to place an order. You want to have a call to action when you have on your Facebook page. Even when you do information, you know, call me today for more information. Call me today if you provide people with information. If you engage in people, you know, call me today, you know, if you like lip gloss. If you're selling a particular item that just came out for Avon to order this product, I misspoke. Message me today, because people can private message you for an item. So, you know, so have people to private message you. So, again, have exclusive deals and exclusive offers for those people who visit you on Facebook. And then everything that you, all your correspondence, you should always have an invite to people to like you on Facebook, newsletters on the bottom of your email. You can go into the email setting and put that, like me on Facebook, and put your link. The other thing you want to do for your Facebook page is you want to list events. Where are you going to be, or where have you been, or where are you at this moment? You know, then put photos on that. I'm at 34th Street, on the corner of Broadway, selling my Avon products with Santa, you know, and put a picture. Do a selfie, put a picture there. I'm going to be at Co-op City on New Year's Day with my vendor table. Come stop by with the hours. You know, these are the types of things. You let people know what you're doing. The other thing you want to do with Facebook is, one of the things I do every morning when I wake up, before I get out of bed, I go to my Facebook page, I go to events, and then I go at the bottom of the event page, and there you'll find people who are in your circle or friends whose birthday is that day. And I wish everybody for that day a happy birthday, and send them a virtual cake. And so this is another way of, you know, keeping yourself in front of your clients, or potential clients' faces. The other thing you want to do for Facebook is, if you want to put your photo on, again, we cannot sell the dream looking like a nightmare. So with that being said, get yourself a as close to a professional photo to be posted on your Facebook page. People are looking, and if you're looking like a hot mess, well, who is going to buy from you? So, you know, you really owe it to yourself to have a professional shot done. And your professional photo should be the photo that you consistently use. So whether you use it on Facebook, whether you use it on Twitter, whether you use it on LinkedIn, whether you use it in your newsletter, wherever you use your, wherever you're pulling up your photo, you should have a consistent professional photo. You should have photos all over the place. The next thing you want to do, is I know a lot of you said this is overwhelming. You know, I only have certain time, you know, certain amount of time in a day. Blah 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 blah. What you could do, you don't have to post every day because I know I don't. Maybe you want to do once a week until you get yourself going and move, and then you do it twice a week. But, you know, start out, and it's better than not doing anything. So schedule your posting like you would schedule anything else. Maybe you like to post. I would always suggest posting, maybe, you know, midday. And so maybe Monday is the day you post. So post on Mondays. Every Monday, say, for example, at 11 o'clock, that's the day you're going to post. And then you go back, and you go back to your Facebook page, maybe somewhere around, say, about 9 o'clock, and like your post. Re-like your post, so keep it going. Keep it circulating. The other thing that I do, I don't try to be everywhere all over the place. What I try to do, I try to be consistent. So, for example, just take last month. Last month, I was on the radio show, and I talked about footwork works. In my newsletter to my clients, I talked about footwork works. And on my Facebook page, I talked about footwork works. On my Avon blog, I talked about, on the Avon, youravon.com representative page, I had on footwork works. On my personal Avon blog, I had footwork works. Then I did a YouTube video on footwork works. So I took the one concept and ran it through everything, straight through everything. So I didn't have to try to think of 9 million different subject matters for that particular month or week or however I'm doing it. I came up with one subject matter and ran it through everything. So that's what you, so for those people who are busy like I am, you know, you may wish to do that. Another thing you could do in terms of inviting people to your website, to your Facebook page, you will want to go to your emails and select, you know, people who have purchased from you and simply invite, when you go on to youravon.com in your address book, because I know everybody's putting people in your address book, invite them to go to your Facebook page. And that brings me to the last and final point. Go to youravon.com, go to the web page, and on the web page link, which is on the top of the page, once you go on the web page and go to the new screen, the next thing you want to do is you want to go to, in the middle, there's like a pink box, and then I think there's like four rows of boxes on that page. And so on that page, what you want to do, you want to click on the link where it says, four boxes, two rows. After the two, the four boxes, then there's some gray boxes. One says customer management, the other one says marketing tools, another one says resources. You want to go where it says marketing tools, and underneath that, you see in red, it says new, and it says social media center. And what that will allow you to do, pardon me, is to pull up some Avon pre-designed social media advertisement that has already been created professionally by Avon, and then once you have selected which one you're going to use, then what you will see is a copy. You'll see Facebook a logo, a Twitter logo, and a Pinterest logo, and underneath that it says copy. So what you're going to do? You're going to copy that. You're going to hit the button copy. And then you're going to copy that into your Facebook. You're going to paste that into. I'm sorry. You're going to copy that into. You're supposed to copy right into your Facebook page. But if it doesn't, because sometimes it doesn't work, you can right click that box, highlight, select all, and then copy, and then go to your Facebook page, and then you can paste that information right in. Make sure. Before you send it to post, make sure that when you do that, that your information is correct. Make sure that your web page is the correct web page. And I would test it out. I would put it on and then test it out. If it's not going to your page, and the way you know how is if it's going to your page, on the top left-hand side, once it moves to the Avon site, you just see your name. You don't see your name there, then what I would do underneath the social media photo, I would include, again, my Avon web address. Oh my goodness! So it's oh my God! It's just, I tell you, time just goes so quickly on this show. I think I covered everything. For those people who like to spend money, you can buy advertisements on Facebook. I have not done so. I just don't abuse the Facebook privilege so that it will flag me up. Into the purchasing category. So that's why. So again, if you're doing, if you're mixing up your messages by giving people helpful tips, engaging people, and then selling people, I don't think you will flag up. But for those people who have the money and have money to spend, certainly you can. You can purchase ads on Facebook. I have not done that myself. So again, you can make a lot of money whether you have friends living in New York or whatever. Invite them to your Facebook page, because no matter where they live, they can always order from you. And also, I always let them know if they order over $35 worth of products that their Avon shipping is free. So with that, everyone, I hope you have a wonderful evening. For those who like Halloween, happy Halloween. And next week, Monday, we will have John Waller on the call. Good night, everyone.